From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant process return process more humane. European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return for the migrants before they are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement comes after angry protests by international human rights activists who have accused the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. Meanwhile, Turkey is to receive a second group of migrants deported from Greece. The odds of a unity government taking hold in Libya got smaller Wednesday when the current Tripoli-based government backed down from an earlier promise to give up power. Now it says the new UN-brokered unity government violates Libyan sovereignty. Libya has been split between rival governments, the pro-Islamic administration that took over in Tripoli, and what had been the internationally recognized government in Tobruk. Tobruk authorities are also refusing to recognize the unity government. A Panamanian law firm says millions of documents leaked from its office this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the leaders of the Mossack Fonseca firm, says he has ruled out an inside job. He said the hacking was carried out from overseas, but did not say from what country. Texas Senator Ted Cruz's resounding win over Republican frontrunner Donald Trump in the Wisconsin primary election Tuesday makes it more likely that none of the three Republican candidates will have enough votes to win their party's nomination. In the Democratic race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is facing growing competition from her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This is VOA News. There was a large rise in the number of executions carried out worldwide in 2015, according to Amnesty International. Henry Ridgewell reports.
We are not sure, yet.
Well, apparently we're going to have trouble bringing that to you. We'll try a little later. A majority of the Dutch who voted in Wednesday's referendum rejected the European Union trade agreement with Ukraine. The exit polls show 64% of those who voted no on the idea, with 36% voting in favor. The exit polls indicate initially a turnout of perhaps as low as 29%. 30% is needed to make the vote valid. NATO is preparing to step up its response to threats from the Islamic State group and from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is neither seeking confrontation with Russia nor a new Cold War. But Stoltenberg told VOA NATO is implementing the biggest reinforcement of its collective defense since the end of the Cold War in response to the new security environment. The World Health Organization says diabetes is rising throughout the world. It is calling on governments to take a comprehensive approach to reverse that trend. The WHO reports diabetes is four times more common than it was in 1980 and now afflicts 422 million adults. They represent 8.5% of the world's adult population, an increase from 4.7% in 1980. Senior White House officials say the Obama administration will redirect nearly $600 million in funds, the majority from existing Ebola resources, to fight the spread of the Zika virus. The Office of Management and Budget says those funds are not enough to support a comprehensive anti-Zika program and can only temporarily address what is needed until Congress acts on an emergency supplemental request. Regional security issues will be the focus of discussions for Secretary of State John Kerry as he visits Bahrain. Bahrain is on the first leg of a week-long overseas trip. Kerry will meet with his counterparts on Gulf Cooperation Council. He will make preparations for President Barack Obama's attendance at an April 21st GCC summit in Saudi Arabia. Kerry will also discuss efforts to combat the Islamic State group and the efforts to stabilize Yemen and Libya. The vice director for the Pentagon's Joint Staff Operations told reporters at the Pentagon Wednesday the military could open an additional fire base to support Iraqi forces working to isolate the city of Mosul. A fire base is a temporary space used to fire artillery in support of advancing troops. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.